From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. For more than three decades, there have been those who have argued for taking down four Snake River hydro dams to help save struggling salmon. But for years, efforts to remove those dams have been stalled for a variety of reasons. Well, now there are some very concrete efforts, including in the U.S. Congress, to try to get all the players to come to the table and then to consider a way to take those dams down. The 32nd Annual Conference of the Society of Environmental Journalists is taking place in Boise this week, and they'll be looking at the chances of actually taking down those four Snake River dams, as well as restoring salmon habitat. Veteran Idaho environmental journalist Rocky Barker will be leading a conversation Wednesday called Swimming Upstream. We are lucky enough to have Rocky back on the show with us. Rocky, hi there.
How you doing, Gemma?
I'm good. It's always good to have you with us. So, Rocky, can you set up the scenario for people who may not be very familiar with it? Where are these four hydropower dams?
So the four dams that we're talking about are on the Snake River between the Tri-Cities area and Lewiston, Idaho. And they are the, I won't say they're all the final dams, but they were the last one was done in 1975. And so they finally realized that they were the eight, there are eight dams between the Pacific and Idaho. And when they put in those last dams, they realized that they were, it's kind of like the movie, A Bridge Too Far. It was just a dam too far, but they've argued it for many years, like you said.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Rocky. Finish that thought.
Yeah. And but then in it's always been for 20 years, it's been an argument about, you know, fish and dams, mostly about sportsmen and farmers who ship their grain and power and all that. Well, Mike Simpson, a Republican conservative, jumped in and kind of changed the whole debate in 2021 when he said, look, we need to take these dams out or the fish are going to go extinct. But we also have to make everybody whole. And that's going to cost us some money. Well, you know, but what it did was really change the debate so people couldn't just say, well, we can't do this. Well, what do you need so we can do this? And that's kind of where the debate is right now. And the other major change in this debate was one of Mike Simpson's partners became the region's tribes, led in part by now vice chairman of the Nez Perce tribe, Shannon Wheeler, who I'm going to get this discussion on the opening day of this conference between the two of them about, you know, where we are at this point.
Well, and I think that's what was, I remember, Rocky, when Congressman Simpson made that announcement in 2021. In fact, you came on this program to talk about it because it was so stunning that a lawmaker and a more conservative lawmaker would actually say what he said. But with that said, Rocky, I mean, a big issue is what Simpson said, is that these dams are horrible for fish. Can you talk a little bit about what we've seen happening and what fish are in trouble?
So the fish we're talking about are endangered and threatened sockeye salmon that swim all the way to Redfish Lake and the other lakes up in the Stanley Basin or in the Sawtooth Basin. Also the Chinook salmon that swim up Salmon River, the Snake River, the Grand Ronde, and the Clearwater Rivers. And, you know, these are, these used to be the most productive fish in the Columbia River. And, you know, it's just all of these years of dams and everything else we do, frankly, water quality issues, overfishing in the past. So there have been a lot of things that led to this, but those four dams were kind of the final the final issue, only because, and we picked those, the Idaho Statesman and others 25 years ago, picked those to come out because they frankly had less impact than a lot of other dams on the river. And we weren't going to push for taking all the dams out. We were looking for the minimum amount that would make the difference and save the fish.
Mm-hmm. So I know, Rocky, that over the years, a lot of money has been spent on things like fish ladders and trucking fish, you know, around the dam. And folks call this mitigation. What I'm curious about, though, is, A, we kind of know that isn't as effective as some thought it would be. But also, B, do we have to remove the dams to save the fish? I mean, is that scientifically a given?
Well, today, the National Marine Fisheries Service, which is the federal government's agency in control of them, they now say that we need to do that. And, you know, Simpson, he spent about a year looking at this issue, talked to all the scientists from all over the region, and his take, and he's what he told people in all of his speeches was, I was convinced by the scientists that we have to, if we don't take out those dams, our fish may go extinct. And but he also said, but I can't promise you that if we take those dams out, they won't go extinct too. I mean, it's a pretty serious problem. We've all but, I mean, we didn't ignore it. We built with billions of dollars what I've called the best fish passage system in the world. It's just not good enough. And so, so now they've come up with this. And so they've come up with this plan. And they, and in fact, it's now been picked up by Senator Patty Murray and Governor Inslee from Washington, who both say they acknowledge that these dams have to come out, but they're not ready to do it. They think we've got to do all this other stuff, like make sure we have power to make up this. We have other ways of getting the wheat down to the ocean, and so and all these other impacts that taking these dams will have on our economies. In Idaho, it's our water. And if, you know, if we take these dams out, it actually gives us more water, means we will have to have less restrictions on water, which isn't always told that way by political folks. But this is where we're at. We're now kind of, people are mostly quietly, but some out in the open, are now talking of here's what we need if we're going to take those dams out, and here's where we get the money to get it done.
So we know that, you know, Congressman Simpson is fully on board to remove these dams, and why, in fact, Rocky, as you mentioned, you'll actually be talking with him on the first day of this conference this week about all of this. You mentioned Senator Patty Murphy from Washington State, Governor Inslee from Washington State, also on board. Not everybody, though, in Congress feels the same way. In fact, Idaho Senator Jim Risch is not in favor of removing these dams and has been pushing back. So talk to us about what he's been saying and doing.
Well, Senator Risch, along with Kathy McMorris Rogers, a congressman, and another congressman, Newhouse, have come out with their own legislation. They say that would prevent, that would stop them from taking out the dams. And the problem with their legislation is it doesn't solve the issue. It doesn't solve any of the problems for fish. It doesn't give the tribes, who are now a major player in this issue, what they're asking for is, you know, is their fish. They need their to be made whole as well. They're not being made whole now. So these guys came up with this, and it's really not going to go anywhere because it doesn't have support of Indians, of the environmental community, And it'll be interesting to see as some of these other groups start to see that their problems can be solved, you know, how their legislation. In the case of, you know, Senator Risch, the biggest problem is, you know, I think he misses just what a threat that the legal case, this case has been in, it's been since, I think, 1994 that it's been in federal court. The federal government has lost every single time. And so, you know, they're going to lose again if they try to go and keep the dams. And they will, and that means, so where will they go next? They'll go after Idaho's water, which is protected now under the Nez Perce Agreement. But that ends in 2032.
So, Rocky, we've talked with you earlier this year about four dams coming down on the Klamath River. Does that event give you some optimism or maybe some more optimism about the four Snake River dams potentially coming down someday?
Well, I think it certainly shows that such a thing, that it was just as controversial on the Klamath as it is on the Columbia. So, it does give me some hope, but we got to do it ourselves. We're going to have to come together and work this out. And I still think it's better if we in the whole region sit down and make this happen. So we'll see. Mm-hmm. I think we will see the administration, the Biden administration, came out very positive on this issue. They are very committed to try and solve this issue. And I think if they're going to do that, that means we're going to have to get some legislation and get it passed to take the dams out.
So I only have about 2 minutes left, Rocky, but what's interesting to me ultimately about all of this is, as we all know, Idaho's a red state. Yet it kind of turns purple when we talk about the environment, in particular bipartisan support, right? You have, as we said, Congressman Simpson, a Republican. Patty Murphy is a Democrat. Governor Inslee is a Democrat. And it's fascinating to me when it comes to all things environment, how we seem to, as I said, really find this bipartisan support. And have you seen that in all regards of the environment here in the West? And I only have about a minute and a half left for you to answer that.
Well, yes, I have. But one of the reasons the Society of Environmental Journalists, and I think it's going to be around 600 people, are here, because our story is kind of pretty interesting. It's we found ways through collaboration to solve our problems and to get around the politics and the personal interests. And so they're coming here to see what we've been doing. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be an interesting week. And including the Interior Secretary. She's going to be here on Friday.
Yeah, I think it's so unique, Rocky. And what a way to highlight what Idaho has done, right? When it comes to putting all of this aside and doing, you know, right by the environment, which I think a lot of people, in journalists included, who aren't from this area, would be very surprised by. So looking forward to having this conference here, but also all of these conversations that you will be having. And Rocky, I know you've been a big part to bring this conference here. So best of luck as it moves forward.
Well, don't forget John Freeman. He, the professor at Boise State, he and I worked 20 years to get this here. And he didn't live, unfortunately, to see it. But he's going to be in all of our minds.
Well, and see, things can get done. You have to know you can do hard things. Thanks so much, Rocky, for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Gemma.
We've been talking with veteran Idaho environmental journalist Rocky Barker about removing the four Snake River dams, but also about his talk this week at the Society of Environmental Journalists. This conference will be taking place in Boise. We'll make sure to put a link to his talk on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
What if the greatest tragedy of your life was just covered up?
I have never seen anything like that before or after.
This is the story of the worst marine-on-marine friendly fire in modern history, a story kept from the public.
It's like, what did y'all have to hide?
Listen to NPR's Embedded podcast in its latest series, Taking Cover.